This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW. And there's been a lot of discussion about wellness, about eating right, getting exercise, not sitting around all day. And it's something that has moved from conversation to actually implementation at a lot of the schools in California. I'm sitting here with the San Francisco School District, Honcho, on the school wellness policy. Joining me is Saida Hafiz, who is the new project manager. And, you know, you tell people, you know, don't eat sugary beverages, don't eat pizza, don't do this, don't do that. How do you get people to do the right things?
Well, one of the things that we do with San Francisco Unified School District is we reach out to the teachers. And we help the teachers with setting up an environment so that students can have the healthy choice be the easy choice. So teachers begin to role model. And instead of having a soda on the desk, a lot of teachers are now starting to have water with fruit in it. And the kids are curious, and they begin to ask questions. What are you doing? What is that? And then so the teachers are role modeling, and they also will have water within their classrooms, a pitcher that's really inviting and colorful, and kids then can refill up their water bottles and also do a lot of schools have hydration stations as well so that kids can make sure that they're hydrated.
So the choice of water is something even more important than just a liquid. I mean, we're trying to have children not drink sugary beverages because we know all the research about the danger of sugary beverages. But there's a lot of research about the importance of water.
Yes. It basically stimulates the brain and it keeps your systems regulated. And where the sugary drinks dehydrate you, water, of course, hydrates you. And it gets you ready to go for the day.
So you're in charge of making sure that this sort of broad idea of eating well, living well, is actually implemented in the San Francisco schools. What do you do? For example, do you go out to parent groups and schools and talk about it?
I definitely go out to parent groups and talk with schools. For instance, this past week, what I loved was that Aptos integrated the African American Black History Month connection with healthy eating. So we took a lot of those soul food flavors and started to make them healthier using a lot less sugar in recipes. And basically we started to also get into the science around diabetes and what happens when we do consume added sugar. And the parents were really engaged. It was very exciting. And they were thrilled at the thought of if you begin to reduce one sugary beverage per day, that it can have the effect of reversing diabetes. People who were pre-diabetic, they made those shifts, and they were no longer on that track to developing diabetes.
So this is really an important thing because when we talk about school wellness, this is sort of the basis for children to do well, both physically but academically, because if you're not well, it just totally interferes with your academic performance.
And that's an excellent point. We have a graph that shows a very strong correlation. Students who drink less soda, 50% of students who didn't have a soda, who don't drink soda, make 51% of the A's. And then that sort of chart goes into when you start to introduce at least one soda or sugary beverage per day, only 27% of those students are reporting making mostly A's. And then it goes down to about 5%. And we're starting to see that our diets impact not just our physical well-being, but also our academics. Getting these habits of health incorporated early really is the bottom line effect that we can be smarter, more academic success within our schools. And so we really want to create that environment so that we give our students the best chance they can.
Joining me also is Mark Elkin, who is a teacher on special assignment, and you focus on nutrition. So what are the things that you're doing to try to change the culture?
Well, I think we're working with we're working in a lot of different areas, but in nutrition education, our goal is really to support the wellness policy with information around the kinds of foods that folks should be eating instead of, let's say, junkier foods and sugary foods. So we are working, for example, at a few schools in a program called Harvest of the Month, where we once a month deliver a specific produce to a classroom, and teachers will taste it with the students. They get a little sticker that says, "Today I tasted cooked greens," and they can walk that sticker home with some information in Chinese and Spanish and English for their parents about produce and about, let's say, it's greens and the nutrition information and some easy recipes as well. So trying to make the connections from the wellness policy, support it with the nutrition education. That's a requirement for all elementary teachers to teach health ed and in middle school as well, in high school. So we want that information to support students in making those healthier choices.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me are Sahida Hafiz. You've got a name that I have to say several times, Sahida Hafiz, who is the policy projector for wellness in the San Francisco Unified School District, and Mark Elkin, who focuses on nutrition education. So we've talked about making it the easy choice. What are some easy choices that you sort of dangle out there in front of people?
Well, one example would be classroom parties. So within the classroom, if the teacher is sending home sort of instructions, hey, we're going to celebrate Valentine's Day, and we just can give that kid one responsibility to bring in, say, one fruit, as opposed to a lot of times for those kind of celebrations at Valentine's Day, they come in with bags of candy, they made something for every person in the class, but instead the teacher now is empowered to say, we're going to focus on, say, red fruits and maybe used cheese, and then make little kebabs where it looks very celebratory for Valentine's Day. And then that way it's easy for the parent. They don't have to go out and buy and consume all of these candies and make these Valentines. And then also we're encouraging them to, if they want to do something for everyone in the class, that they do something that's non-food-based. And it really just, it's easy. And they all get together within the classroom and get to prepare this activity. And a lot of us, again, we enjoy our foods and things, but also when we do things together and can make healthy things together, it's a lasting memory for our children. They really enjoy it as opposed to just passing out the candies.
And I think it's really important that the schools not contribute to the ill health of our students. And so this is just another example of bringing in fruits, or as Saida was saying, the kebabs. You're also teaching them how to cut a fruit in half, and you're skill building and teaching them something that they are going to need to know for the rest of their life, that they start to engage with a raw food product and make something that's delicious. And there's a lot of pride that goes with that too. So it's much more than just, I think I taught kindergarten for many years where kids would, they'd bring in cupcakes, and what do you learn from eating a cupcake? Well, you don't learn much, and some kids lick off the frosting and some eat the cake, and most of it ends up on tables and in the garbage. This is so much more than that. It's the things Saida was talking about, and more than just, something unhealthy, but something that really can be a lesson for them.
So we've talked a little bit about school wellness policies, and what are the main big ideas that a school wellness policy incorporates? We talked about drinking water. What else would it be?
Well, one is we want kids to eat fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and really make the healthy choice there. Don't bring in the processed foods. It's just better if we're looking at more of the whole foods. And then we're encouraging students to be active, physically active, for at least 60 minutes a day, and then also learning the different skill sets in their physical education classes. Bottom line is, just move. We want kids to move. We want them to eat well and to drink water. And we, you know, we talked about celebrate with healthy things. One of the things that we do run into in terms of an obstacle or our fundraising, it's oftentimes very easy to follow our habits of fundraising with unhealthy foods. And now we're encouraging more walkathons, having students raise money just differently, which is you know, helpful. Some schools are selling water bottles because the hydration stations are right there, and they can you know, raise money that way. So it's just a lot of different ways to start thinking differently about how to engage with the wellness policy and how it fits into our daily lives.
So Saida mentioned fundraising, and I think this makes me think of that there are so many traditions that schools have. We always sell chocolate. We always do this sale. We always do that sale. And I think with this initiative, it gives an opportunity to look at all the school traditions and start looking at things that we automatically do. For example, taking away recess when kids misbehave, and it start looking at that, and is that really helping the child who maybe needs to expel a whole lot of energy at recess? Is that the best way? We're looking at restorative practices that may be a better way of dealing with a consequence to behavior. Also, how do you reward kids in the classroom? It's another tradition. When I was teaching, red vines were a favorite. I'm not selling red vines, but red vines were like, kids would be happy to do anything for a red vine. It's looking at how we reward kids more with something that reaches their hearts and their souls rather than, you know, through their stomach, and teaching them that food doesn't have to be a reward. We've messed with a lot of people, I think, by rewarding them, and people reward themselves often now with sugary foods. And it's trying to break that as well. So looking at some of the things that we automatically do and rethink them in a way that really promotes wellness.
I'd really like to thank Saida and Mark for joining me talking about the San Francisco Unified School District School Wellness Project, which is more than a policy. It's making sure that those good habits that are on a piece of paper actually come true in a classroom. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.